his eyes were pretty glazed. If he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection?
Love it. 11:02. Good morning. It's Detox Mansion time. Detox from all the regular rigmarole that you can find day to day on the radio. I hope you enjoy the show today. And I'm going to start things off with Elton John and the original version of Madman Across the Water.
I can see they're away. There's a bed on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke, and I know it very well. It's one of those that I told you long ago. Take my word, I'm a madman, don't you know? The ground's a long way down, but I need more. Is the nightmare really black, or are the windows painted? Will they come again next week?
Mansion with Bob Angel.
A cry from the white nationalist gut.
On 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
yeah, 91.5 WMFO. And that is the Decemberists, brand new music. It's called Severed. Just a single at the moment. But nice to hear from the Decemberists again. The Replacements were before that with I Won't from their Don't Tell a Soul album in 1989. Wilco, I Might. So I had a sort of semi-theme going during that set of music. I Might goes back to their 2011 release, The Whole Love. We heard Elton John and Madman Across the Water, a demo version of it that they stuck on the remastered Tumbleweed Connection. Of course, it turned out to be the title track of his next album. But they added strings. But I like the rock and roll version there from Elton John. And we started with Bob Rivers. Pretty popular guy in radio. He does a lot of song parodies and comedy bits and things like that. And we heard a sort of a combination of both with a parody of One of Us. What if God smoked cannabis? I think he did. Does. Anyway, it's 11:23. I'm Bob Angel, and you're listening to the Detox Mansion. And where am I looking? Oh, yeah, we got to talk about some weather because it's going to be impactful today. Yes, today is an impact weather day. Going to be mainly cloudy, few showers during the daytime hours today, high around 44. Tonight's wind is going to get wicked rainy, a windswept rain for the overnight hours tonight and into tomorrow, and a low around 36 degrees, so it will stay rain in the Boston area anyway, and then partly cloudy tomorrow, and windy with a high near 40 degrees. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 38 degrees.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Yeah, we got it. We got it here in Massachusetts and a number of states. California is legal now, and Maine, and didn't New Hampshire vote to have it legalized as well? I mean, the legislature voted it in, I think. But I'm not sure. I'm only concerned with Massachusetts myself. But it would be nice for it to be legal nationally. So you can, throw it in your bags when you're going through the airport, and they won't hassle you about it. Oh, just wishful thinking on my part. What you say we start another set of music? And I got to remember what I did. Oh, of course. It's the Grateful Dead. On Super Bowl Sunday, let's all get psyched. 91.5 WMFO.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. Thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better. Let
therapy songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again, let it be known. There is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. When there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, you choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da 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 da.
All the miles that you've been through, looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Saving for a rainy day. Saving for a rainy day. Saving for a rainy day. You never make your mind up, like driving with your eyes shut. Rough around the edges, won't someone come and take you home? Your mind too. We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Say
war gets on the verge and evil darkness starts to emerge. And I killed a man last night. Killed a man last night. Killed a man. I killed a man. I killed a man last night. Nothing's private. Nothing personal on this side of the street. Only hope that time's not circular. Never know who you might meet. I killed a man last night. I took his money and I took his key. His soul was gone before he hit his knees. Killed a man last night. I was hungry, what could I do? He was being mean to you. Killed a man last night. Killed a man last night. Sometimes a soul gets on the verge and an evil darkness starts to emerge. Killed a man last night. Killed a man.
He means it figuratively. 91.5 WMFO, brand new music from Mark Cutler. His new album is called Travel Light, and that song is called Kill the Man. Let's listen to something from his old band, the Rain Dogs. This is Too Many Stars. 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Too many stars, oh, not enough sky. once I had a little girl. Sometimes I think about her, but you know she's not really there.
stuck upon a mountain, waiting on a train. Baby, I know I was wrong, and it still happened again. Waiting on my destiny, learning from my
.5 WMFO. Joe Bonamassa going back to 2012. This is a guy that puts out records every few months. So this is a wicked golden oldie for Joe. Driving Toward the Daylight, title track from that album in 2012. Before that, we heard from Grand Funk Railroad and Heartbreaker. I took it off a Greatest Hits package. I can't remember that the original album it was from, but it was originated in 1972. I can tell you that much. Before that, the Rain Dogs with Too Many Stars off their Lost Souls album. We heard Killed a Man, Mark Cutler, the leader of the Rain Dogs, band, chief songwriter, but he's doing his solo thing with Killed a Man, and his album is called Travel Light. I highly recommend it. It's on Spotify. It's on all the, you know, the major music vendors. It's there. Go get it. Jayhawks did Save It for a Rainy Day, which we're going to have today. And the Grateful Dead did Ripple from American Beauty back at the beginning. Not bad. 11:52, Super Bowl Sunday, Detox Mansion. I'm glad to have you along, and if you'd like to make a request, you can always do that on the thread that I put out there. It's always on my Facebook page, and it's also on the 91.5 WMFO Facebook page. It should be pretty near the top, unless some other people from the station have been posting while I'm on, but you should be fairly close to the top anyway. It is 10:52. It's 11:52. And, yeah, first hour almost up, and I'm already screwing up. So let's reset with this.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, Super Bowl Sunday. Patriots, Eagles. I know there are Eagles fans around here, but it's definitely mostly Patriots, and I am looking for a number 6 ring for Tom Brady, most valuable player in the NFL, and he'll probably end up being the most valuable player in the Super Bowl somehow. They'll get behind or something like they always do, and he'll catch them up, and you know, the defense will come alive, and we know how the Pats like to take the first half off, spot the other team a couple of points, and then come roaring back in the second half. Am I wrong? No, of course not. But anxious to see the game for sure. It's a cloudy 39 degrees in Boston right now. And let's start this set off with some Joan Osborne. This is called Spiderweb, 91.5 WMFO.
I dreamed about Ray Charles last night, and he could see just fine.
Spider-Web.
to me.